Well, the teen years are never easy for kids or for their parents. But according to new work from researchers and psychologists looking specifically at how we raise boys, those years are being made even more difficult as a result of weak parenting. They say we're at risk of raising a generation of boofheads, and even worse than that, Prince Boofheads. Psychologist Michael Carr-Gregg has co-authored a book on just that. It's called Prince Boofhead Syndrome. Michael, help me out here. What makes a Prince Boofhead?
Well, they're lazy, they're self-absorbed, they're disrespectful, they're pretty ungracious and quite contemptuous of their parents. They are a subset of boys. There are still civilised, polite, well-mannered young men and, dare I say, women out there. But I'm seeing a growing proportion of boys who feel it's quite okay to be incredibly rude to their mothers, sometimes physically intimidate them and stand over them. And some of these mothers are coming to me and saying they're really quite frightened at home.
When does moody teen behaviour cross the line into kind of this territory?
I'm quite happy for young people to be moody. That's part of their brain development. But when they don't do anything around the house, when they insult and belittle their mothers and sometimes their fathers, when they are outright rude. I give an example in the book of a mother who turns up at a school halfway through the day to give her son a book which he left behind but needed for class. And when he receives this book, he finds out that it's the wrong one. And he says, "You stupid cow, it's the wrong book. You're hopeless," and walks off. Now, on what planet is that okay? And when I did talk back with Richard Glover in Sydney yesterday, there was example after example, which is even worse than that. So I think I'm onto something.
You think you're onto something. So what is it about sort of soft parenting that's leading to this?
Well, if you create a environment where life is just one giant personalised, all singing, all dancing, 24/7 catering service, you never challenge the boys, there are no consequences for poor choices, no limits and boundaries, you're going to get rudderless, disconnected, bitter, resentful boys. And the way to deal with this is to ban the republic of weak-willed parenting and, first of all, never do anything for your son that he could do for himself. Stop worshipping at the altar of self-esteem and happiness and instead allow them to experience some adversity. How about using some intelligent, authoritative parenting for a change? That would be really good.
And what's the story with girls? Why are you putting, you know, all the blame on boys? What are girls doing?
Girls, there is a subset of girls who do the same thing, but they're much cleverer. They're less physically intimidating. They're less violent, both verbally and physically. They just are more manipulative. And I have written a book about them. But this is a new phenomenon, and I'm seeing it more and more. And the ultimate poster boy of this is a boy called Ethan Couch, who in 2013 stole two cases of beer from a Walmart, drove with three times the legal limit of alcohol in his bloodstream on a restricted license, killed four people sitting on the side of the road. And his parents had a psychologist testify in court that he was suffering from affluenza. In other words, he was so spoiled that he didn't know right from wrong. The boy actually got probation. The prosecution wanted 20 years in jail. He got probation, which he broke 2 years later, and his mother and he escaped to Mexico, where after a manhunt, they were finally arrested. But that is the ultimate destination for Australia if we continue to allow this to happen.
Thank you so much for joining us, Michael.
It's a pleasure.
Psychologist Michael Carr-Gregg there. I wonder if you know of any people in this category, or if it's a new thing. I mean, I don't do research in this like he does, but I feel like there's always been kind of people in this category, kids in this category. Perhaps it is more dominant now. 0418 226 576. And stay with us. Very soon we're going to kind of give you the lowdown on what happened in the High Court today. Of course, some changes and some decision making to be made on those seven MPs, including frontbenchers, including Barnaby Joyce, in terms of their future. In October, the decision will be made, but some clear ideas we got today in terms of the arguments that are going to be put.